The birch bark canoe is the ultimate gateway craft to everything. It's a really incredible synthesis of ecology and skills.
To call Nate Johnson of Door Lake, Minnesota, just a birch bark canoe builder ignores all the other skills he's acquired to build canoes. Nate is both a student and a teacher of traditional crafts. He takes the most basic of materials from the woods to make the things that he uses for his lifestyle. Today on Paddle Minnesota, I talk with Nate about traditional woodcraft, his start into birch bark canoe building, and the teachers that have been important in his life.
I've had a lot of great teachers, and I've always felt like teachers are the best way to learn. Of course, you go on your own after time with a teacher, and that's when you get to make your own mistakes, because we've all done that. My first teacher was Michael Kohout in Vermont, and I was working for a wilderness school in western New Hampshire for a while, and he was going to teach a summer camp for kids, 2 weeks, building a birch bark canoe. Well, not enough people signed up. So he said, well, shoot, let's just do it anyway. So me and a couple friends helped him, and we put together a 17-foot Penobscot-style canoe. So then I said, well, I'm going to build my own. And, of course, it took me a lot longer than I thought. And going through that process was really, really how you learn. When you help a master out and they're thinking their way through all the difficult things, you don't get a full appreciation for the complexity of it. After building my own canoe and then helping Steve Caird, who is a phenomenal birch bark canoe builder, and that's all he does in Maine, and he builds canoes that you're not sure you should touch. They're so nice. They're impossibly well made. So I've been lucky to learn from both of those two folks, and then since then I've just, you know, you just pick things up along the way. You start to learn what questions to ask, and you make a few more canoes. I've worked on 5 canoes, and I feel like I'm just starting to get the idea now.
Learning from people that know and deep knowledge that comes from experience is a strong theme that runs through his life.
So for canoe building and things like that, I have a personal philosophy, which is find the people that really know. If you want to really know, where are the people that really know?
Nate evolved into the craft of birch bark canoe building from the desire to have a canoe to paddle, even if that meant waiting for several years before he could make that happen.
I knew a canoe maker that built wood canvas canoes. I was going to build a canoe in his shop, a wood canvas canoe, because I didn't own a canoe, and I didn't want to buy a canoe. We talked about it. We were all set to do it. And I sat down, and I realized, oh, I'm going to have to buy this. I'm going to have to buy that. I'm going to have to, it's going to be mostly in a shop, using power tools. I'm going to buy this paint and this filler, and all, and I'm going to have to wear a face mask to do it, to paint it, and it stinks. And so I backed out. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to go out in the woods with an axe and listen to birds sing. And make a canoe. If it just means I'm not going to have a canoe for a couple more years while I figure this out, so be it.
Building bark canoes seems to be a convergence of a bunch of skill sets for you. You're forging tools to collecting the materials and to learning the details of the process of canoe building and then the actual hands-on building. Is that skill building purposeful?
Well, the birch bark canoe is the ultimate gateway craft to everything. I hadn't really thought about making my own tools until I started birch bark canoe building. And then Michael Kohout said, well, oh, here's a crooked knife. Try this. And this is, yeah, I got my little forge here, my little things here. And this, and oh, yeah, well, I got to make this for the awls. And it turned out that pretty much every birch bark canoe builder was also a tool maker, because you can make your own custom tools relatively simply. So that kind of opened my eyes up to tool making. And then, of course, you're out digging spruce roots, and you learn about roots and where to find the best roots, which leads you to explore all sorts of different little microhabitats, looking for that ideal root digging spot. And then you're looking for pitch, and, well, how do you get pitch? Where am I going to find this? And then birch bark, oh my gosh, you want to go for walks in the woods for weeks on end looking for the perfect birch tree to build birch bark canoes. You're going to spend some time in the forest, and you're going to learn a lot about birch trees and where they grow to produce the best bark. And if you want to build a birch bark canoe, you're going to learn a lot about a lot of things. And it's a really incredible synthesis of ecology and skills.
You're listening to Paddle Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. Building a birch bark canoe is interactive and in the moment. The design of each canoe is tailored to a purpose by the people making it.
It's just the question of the subtleties. And this is when canoe design, you know, it's not just, you're not just putting together pieces. If you have a form and you're building a wood canvas canoe, everything is built around the form. The form has solved all the questions for you, the rock or the hull. But with a birch bark canoe, you're making a lot of those decisions on the spot through very subtle practices. All of a sudden, you're learning about canoes in general, not just birch bark canoes, but canoe design. Oh my gosh, how far does that go? How much experimenting can one person do on canoe design? And that's all of a sudden you unroll your bark on the building bed and you start to realize, oh my gosh, there is so much that could be done here. But what's important? Those are the big questions, is the canoe shape, how to get what you want with what you have. That's the real, the subtlety, and that's the part that I think could just go on and on.
The wood stove ticked in the background as we talked, warming up the yurt he shares with his partner, Emily Durkee. For Nate and Emily, a birch bark canoe is a tool for traveling, gathering, and hunting in northern Minnesota. Nate's questions to himself about canoe design revolve around practical uses.
My first question is, can I stand up in it? Because we rice, we pick wild rice, and so I think, well, can we rice in this canoe? Those are my first questions. Can I stand up and shoot a duck out of this canoe? I'm not so interested in a whitewater boat as, because we're on these lakes and slow-moving rivers, is a nice, stable canoe that is also easy to steer. You know, it has some responsiveness to it. Really, I'm thinking about the utility. Personally, I'm almost only interested in making things for use. Of course, that's really where you learn about canoe design is in their use. And
usually when I need a canoe, I'm happy with one that floats. But do you have a favorite?
The most recent canoe I built with some friends was what they call an Ojibwe long nose. So that's the style that was built in this region, most commonly within the last 150 years, I suppose. So I'm really attached to that right now. I really like the look of it and the local history of it.
As our conversation comes to an end, Nate looks at the old ways of life and traditional skills with a mix of reverence and practicality. For him and Emily, the knowledge of the old ways helped them to live a better life.
There was good, you know? There was a lot of good, and people lived beautiful, productive lives. Let's not forget what we had that was better than some things that we do now, you know? And some things we do now are better than what we had before, but let's find what makes sense and what is good. If I could figure out how to make the things I needed myself using simple tools with the local landscape, that could be one path to a little more just society.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Jim Gallagher.